What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
Kids' birthday parties, once commonly the domain of the red frog or the fairy bread. But if you're watching what your child eats, how do you manage this sweet terrain? This is Marina's dilemma. My husband and I have chosen to live a vegan lifestyle. Our daughter is 2.5 and hitting the age where she's being invited to birthday parties. Whilst we quietly hope that she'll choose to be a vegan too, she may not when she grows up. That can be her choice. At this stage in her life, we do our best to look after her as best we know how. Very little screen time, no processed food, and lots of time in the garden and time at a playgroup. But what do we do about her attending the birthday parties of other children? She is, we think, a bit young to get it if we tell her that she can't enjoy all the goodies at the birthday party. But to not let her attend at all? Is that also mean? Presently, we just think we'll keep her away from such events until she's a little bit older and can understand. Do you think we're on the right track? Joining me to discuss this modern dilemma is home dad Justin Bechtold and vegan mum Corinne Nidger. Thanks for both coming in. Corinne, you're a vegan and you're bringing up your children with the same ideals, yeah?
Yes.
And so when your child gets an invitation to a party, what do you do?
Well, initially I felt a bit similar. But for me personally, I'd seen friends from my own high school and friends whose parents were vegetarian or strict vegans, and they tended to, if they were kept away from those types of foods, rebel furiously and mm-hmm. want all those junk foods and those dairy meat mm-hmm. foods as they grew older. And so I just want my children to be informed about what they're eating. And we go to parties because I don't want them to feel left out. And we just make sure if there's food there that he can't eat, which often there is, I talk about it, and I always pack like basically an esky.
Okay. What's in the esky?
Well, we have, you know, birthday cake, like a cupcake version of a birthday cake yeah. with, you know, sometimes I'll put, you know, vegan lollies on top or a vegan icing and make it colourful so that he's not left out. Obviously, I don't want him to have too much processed food, but I don't want him to think that I'm like,
you can't go to this party.
You can't go to this party. So I just make all the things he likes, you know, all yeah. things that look like what they'll be at a party.
That is a lot of effort to go to, Corinne. I mean, you know, many parents are kind of struggling to get out of the house with that kind of mystery food hanging out of their hair. And you're, you know, baking in preparation. That's a lot of work.
It's like a vegan care package.
It is.
It's great.
It doesn't always happen that way. And if we go to a party and I'm not prepared, then I just say, after the party, I'll get you something.
But don't eat anything right now?
Well, these days I've found that most fat parties have, you know, bliss balls or fruit plates okay. or hummus and crackers. There's always something that if there's Savoys, my kids will inhale all right. Savoys and think that that's Christmas.
Justin, what's your take? You're not a vegan, but you do have two kids.
I do, yes. I do have two kids, and I know my take on this is that, like, you know, childhood is very fleeting, and it's like, you know, if there's only, I mean, in this case, the child's 2.5. So let's say there's like 24 kids at her playgroup or whatever. That's like 23, say, half days of the year that, you know, they can be exposed to cakes or chocolates or whatever and, you know, fairy bread and stuff. But but they've still got another, you know, 320 days of the year where, you know, they're not exposed to that, and essentially another 60 or 70 years of their life. So that's another 21,900 days. So you're taking, you know, 12 days out of 21,900 days, you know, to eat chocolate or fairy bread. I think that's, you know.
You're approaching this in a very mathematical way. But however, what about the fact that once you've tasted a real sausage roll or a real something, it might be hard for that child to go back to the vegan alternative if that's really important to you and your family.
Well, yeah, I guess that's always a risk I get. But, you know, I think our role as a parent is not to is just to outline choices for them, but not to choose for them. So we just outline the choices and then we emotionally guilt them into going in the right direction.
Emotionally guilt. Yeah. Emotional guilt. So Justin parenting via emotional guilt. I'm wondering if there's any food when your kids go to a party that you're just like, no, don't have that. Please don't have that.
Absolutely. Like fizzy drinks. Fizzy drinks is the number one thing. I say if you can steer kids away from fizzy drinks because that's like heroin for kids.
Yeah.
And it's like my kids have only ever drank milk and water their entire lives. They don't even know what fizzy drink tastes like. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, that's how it should be. I watched a documentary on they talk about Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola actually has like 24 different levels of sugar that they put in until they find the sweet spot that makes it. Because if your body has too much sugar, your body will reject it and you won't want to eat it. And if there's not enough, again, your body won't. So there's the bliss point,
So you guys have common ground here. There are things that you don't want your children to have either. It's just, I guess, the amount of the things that you don't want them to have.
I think it's tricky for me. My background is that I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis when I was 24. And so for me, becoming plant-based and making these choices, it wasn't initially an ethical choice. It was a health choice because I couldn't feel my legs and I was moving towards a wheelchair. And so once I learned about what a plant-based diet could do for me, since adopting a plant-based diet, I've been 10 years symptom and relapse free from my multiple sclerosis. And so for children of people with multiple sclerosis, it is more likely that they will develop multiple sclerosis. So that's why I'm super cautious.
So Erica Voles with you for today's dilemma. One mother who is vegan is asking, what should she do now that her child is getting invitations to other kids' parties? Should she let her child attend or keep her away? And we've got Justin Bechtold, home dad, and vegan mum, Corinne Nidger. And what advice would you give Marina? You can text on 0418226576. Marina adds, it's a big thing as a parent what to allow your child to be exposed to. How long and how much should a child be protected for? Justin, broader question, protecting our kids. How do we strike the right balance? This is a food issue, but...
Yeah, well, because when I initially read this, it seemed like the concern wasn't so much about the dietary thing, but whether or not she should be allowing her child to go to parties at 2.5 years old because she could be exposed to those things. Now, parties for children, that's a whole social environment and stuff like that. So I think if you are keeping your kids away from those kind of things, then you know, it's like grooming. It's like grooming your kids, but not in a predatory way, but in a palliative way, in that you are, you know, if you are keeping them from going to parties, then you're grooming them to not have friends and not leave home so that they can look after you in your old age. So that's how I kind of feel about it.
Corinne, what's your perspective on this? You know, if she does take her child to the party, can the mother kind of insist that she doesn't eat certain things? Or maybe, you know, let it slide for a couple of hours.
Well, I was talking to Justin.
It's all right, you've met each other.
You also spoke to Glenn as well.
Sorry, I was talking to Justin outside before we came in, and we were talking about it. And for me, when most 2.5-year-olds, they don't care about the food. They're just so busy playing that often you're like, eat anything, you know. So often it's not as big a problem as what you make in your mind, that taking them to parties, they're so busy with all the new toys, all the new kids, all the new people, that you'd be lucky to get a piece of watermelon into them anyway before you go home.
I think your child and my child are slightly different. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in. That was home dad Justin Bechtold and vegan mum Corinne Nidger. And what do you think? And if you've got a personal quandary of your own that you've been scratching your head about and you need an answer, you can send it to us by email. Just look for the Modern Dilemma tile on the Life Matters webpage. I'm Erica Voles and this is Life Matters.